This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Whether you have an irrigation system or water your lawn and home landscape with hoses and portable sprinklers, you can reduce water use by following a few simple water-saving steps. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, says a well-designed landscape and watering efficiently conserves water and lowers water bills. Dennis, I would imagine we're kind of reaching that point where you're getting a lot of questions about not only watering, but how do I water efficiently and effectively in my home landscape? And really, it starts with having a good design, doesn't it?
That's correct, yes. The need for irrigation supplemental watering has definitely come into play. And, you know, with water costs today throughout the state and then also water availability, people are concerned. You know, I think most people want to make sure they do it effectively, efficiently to save water, but also save them money.
I think one of the things I saw was really about 50% of the water we use in the household goes for outdoor areas and landscaping.
That's correct. I've even seen some statistics that say it's a little bit higher, the amount of water used during the summer months for lawn and landscape compared to that indoors. But still, it is a great increase when we do start watering. And here again, it's all about efficiency, so we get the biggest bang for our buck with every droplet of water.
The real key, though, here is not only how we water, but how much we're watering, how often we're watering, the type of system that we're using. So let's jump into some of that, because you were telling me earlier that time does not equal volume.
That's correct. When it comes to watering, whether it's a sprinkler system or you're putting a sprinkler head out in your garden, you know, your portable system, as we call it, the hose dragger, the amount of time only tells us how long we're running the water. What's really important is how much water we're putting on at each application. So the goal is, for most of our crops, about an inch of water per week. And the reason that number comes to play is an inch of water is what it takes to soak the average kind of clay content Kansas soil, a depth to 6 to 8 inches, because that's where the vast majority of our root systems are going to be, on our tomato plants, on our flowers, on our lawn. And if we can get that soaked to an inch, then that's going to give that root system a good supply of water to get it through for almost probably a week, depending on conditions. So turn your sprinkler on for an hour, 30 minutes, whatever. Set some rain gauges, straight-sided cans into the sprinkler pattern. And you may want to do a couple because the patterns can kind of vary. And then kind of take a measure. And then you know in an hour you're putting on a half an inch of water. So if you want an inch, you need to run the system for 2 hours. Time doesn't really tell us anything unless we know the volume output of the system you're using.
Walk me through how you do your lawn, because I think sometimes we get confused in regard to, do I have to do everything all in one day? Do I have a pattern that I'm supposed to follow? What makes the most sense in terms of how I'm moving the hoses around? So tell me what you do.
Most of my lawn I let go somewhat dormant. I don't require a nice green lawn all summer long. So I'll go back to maybe watering my lawn maybe once every 2 to 3 weeks, just enough to keep it alive and hydrated. But my flowers, my vegetables, I water them on a weekly basis.
And for a number of reasons, we do want to make sure that we're reducing runoff and soil erosion.
Yeah, you know, I think here again, every drop that ends up on a hard surface or in the gutter is just wasted water. It's not doing your plants any good. And so, yes, monitor the system. Make sure you repair all your leaks from the hoses, from the hydrants, from the faucets. And then, you know, when you set a sprinkler pattern, make sure that you're getting it on the target, not off target.
I like the fact that you mentioned measuring how much water is really going on to the lawn so that you know how long to leave those systems on. And really just making sure that we're not doing this so frequently that we're really harming the lawn and the trees by not letting that water really soak in.
That's right. The worst thing we can do is the light, frequent watering, where they go out there and they just put the hose on for a second here, a second there, or they turn that sprinkler on for 15, 20 minutes, and it just basically all evaporates. It doesn't really get down into the soil. Here again, our goal is that inch or so of water per week that we're really deeply soaking that soil 6 to 8 inches deep, and that's going to give our plants the best chance to cope with hot and dry weather.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, with tips for conserving water use in the home landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.